Welcome to episode 162 of Conversations with Hikini Podcast, your source for uplifting and empowering conversations. Today, we are going to tackle a common challenge faced by many, how to prioritize your health and well-being with a busy schedule. So join us as we uncover four time-effective strategies for incorporating healthy habits into your busy routine. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So welcome to this episode. We have had a great start so far. This is year three of Conversations with Hikini Podcast. And so we've been going hard already. We started out with episode 156, The Power of Small Changes. And that one was a really good one to kick off the new calendar year. Just how to improve your health and well-being in three easy steps. Yes, three easy steps. Also, the second one, 157, how to tell if you have an all or nothing mindset. Five signs. I share five signs. So you want to make sure you go back and listen to that one if you haven't already. Or maybe you just want a refresher. You can do that as well. The next one, 158, self-care 101, how to prioritize your well-being and create healthy habits. That one included a small guide to get you going. So you want to make sure you pick that up while it's still there. And just a way of saying thank you for tuning in for this episode and for this entire podcast. It's been 3 years and we're continually going strong. The next one, 159, five ways a wellness coach can help you develop a positive mindset for health and wellness. Don't we need that, right? A lot of times we don't realize what we need because we are not even getting that. We're just going through the motions. So when we have someone there to come alongside us and actually provide some insight and support, then you begin to realize that, hey, this is something that I may need some assistance with. So you want to make sure you go back and check out that episode as well. Episode 160, how to manage stress, the connection between stress and health, and techniques for reducing stress. Okay, I have an awesome video on YouTube where I actually demonstrate a technique to help reduce stress. So you want to make sure you get that as well. I'll make sure I have all of these episodes in the show notes. That way it'll be easily accessible and it'll be on my website so you can have everything in one place. And then last week's episode, how to build and nurture relationships for healthier habits, the power of social support. Oh my goodness, this is very powerful because you are not on this journey alone. You need some people or a person, whomever, a connection, a community to walk with you on this journey, to hold you accountable, to help you talk through some things, you know? So here we are. Here we are, episode 162, and I am going to share with you four time-effective strategies for incorporating healthy habits into your busy routine. We are all busy, busy than busy. So there are so many things that you can do, just little tweaks to just do a little change, to experience a little change in your life. So here are four, not in any particular order, for incorporating healthy habits into your busy schedule. And then I'll give you an example of how to actually implement. All right. So the first one, schedule time for physical activity. You want to make time for physical activity. You're going to make it a priority by scheduling it in your daily routine. Now, this can be like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, some type of workout or movement session, or you can simply take a walk, you know, just after school or after work, you know, just take a walk. See if you got a neighbor friend. You want to invite your neighbor friend over. That's a great social connection. Or one of your children, or your husband, your partner, whomever. And schedule that time for some physical activity. Number two, you want to get creative with meal planning. Oh my goodness, we could talk a lot about this, right? When you plan and prepare healthy meals in advance, it minimizes the risk of unhealthy snacking and making sure that you have healthier options readily available. Yes, yes, and yes. I'll speak more about that in a little bit. Number three, you want to make self-care a priority. You want to take care of yourself by scheduling the time for any type of self-care activities, such as reading or taking a relaxing bath or putting some, you know, essential oils in your diffuser or even meditation, okay? And then number four, you want to prioritize your sleep. You want to make sure you get some good rest. It's good for your overall health and well-being. You want to try to make sure you have a consistent sleep schedule or sleep routine. You know, some say aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. You figure out what works best for you, because some people say they can live off 6 hours. So you may have to test the waters a little bit and just to see what best works for you. And you want to make sure with that, in prioritizing your sleep, that you are disconnecting from your technology, whether it's your laptop, your phone, whatever it is, maybe between 15 minutes to an hour before bed to make sure you improve the quality of sleep. Now, I know that was a lot, and you may say, okay, I don't know if I can put all that stuff in my schedule right now, but I'm just gonna have to tell you a little something about my schedule. There was a time when I tried to do all the things. I tried everybody's schedule. They say, do this, do that. And guess what? I was more frustrated than anything. And then I didn't do any of it. I was just like, forget this. But guess what? I had to find what works for me. So just to give you a sneak peek of, because usually you hear about other people's stories, just to give you like a sneak peek of my story, I do all of these things. I prioritize myself. If I don't, I'll let you in on a secret. It is chaotic. So what I do is I schedule a lot of different things. So a training program that I'm in had this little, it's a kind of like a little mini course of organizing yourself, okay? And so when I looked, I'm like, I do this stuff, but not consistently. So I made an agreement with myself that I was gonna be more consistent with my schedule. So what I do, I know that for me to feel my best, and your best can be anything, whatever is your best, that's your best. But what I like to do is have some scheduled time before. This is my time that I have before to have time to wake up, meditation, journaling, also reading, because I love to read. I have a stack of books that I'm going to get through this year, this calendar year. I'm already on my third one, and we just started. So I'm like, yes, yes. So I make sure I prioritize that time for me. I give me enough time also if I want to take a little cat nap, you know. I carve out my little time. That way I have more than enough time to do that. And also with that, I have time to actually add more self-care as far as my grooming routine. I have enough space if I want to give myself like a little facial or something, you know, more like a little mask, exfoliation mask or something, I've carved out enough time to do that. Or oil my hair for y'all that may, I don't know if you've seen me on social media or noticed that I have natural hair. I have locks. So, you know, you got to take care of those. So I allow that time to do that. But guess what happens though? I prepare the night before. I prioritize my sleep by starting with making sure I have my clothes laid out. I make sure I have my jewelry laid out. I make sure I have all the things. I have a light that I put in my closet where I sit and actually I have enough room to have my morning routine in my closet. And so I make sure I set all that stuff up the night before. And that way, when it's time to go to bed, I'm winding down, I'm bathing. If I want to read a little bit, I'll do that. But I make that time. That way, I am putting me first and I'm learning how to improve the quality of my overall health and well-being. And so that way, I'm able to incorporate more of those self-care things during the day. Also, meal planning. I've learned how to delegate, where I don't have to set all the meals in place now. I have children that are teenagers now, and so they have some more responsibility of meal planning. I have prepped them over the years on learning how to take care of themselves, learning how to cook, clean, laundry. So they are well equipped. And so they'll make some great spouses one day, I'm telling you. So, you know, we take turns now. We have that because we are a busy family. We have a busy schedule. We're involved in martial arts and other things. And so we want to make sure that we prioritize that. And we are big foodies, so we love to eat. So when we don't make that a priority, we're scrounging and we're liable to eat stuff that we probably should not be eating on a regular basis for our bodies. For our bodies. You do what works for you, and you know, it's all you find out. It takes some time, but you can find out. If you want more information on how to like get into meal planning and finding what works for your family, then you want to make sure there is a Work with Coach Keeney link at the end of my podcast show notes, and you can click on that and we can get things started for you. But it takes time, and we now know those little warning signs when we don't do what we're supposed to do. You know, because we're not perfect. There are times where things fall through the cracks, of course. And also, we prioritize our physical activity. We carve in some time to actually do the workout, enough time to jog if we need to jog, or do indoor cardio, martial arts, Zumba. Stretching, yoga type moves, we've carved in enough time and we made them smart. Remember, we talked about smart goals when we first started for this new calendar year in January? Go back to that episode, that very first episode in January, where we carved out how to create those smart goals. You got to make them smart. It's enough to have these strategies, but if you don't put a day on them, make them reasonable, actionable, specific timeline, if you don't, you know, put that on there, if you don't have clear, focused goals, they will not get done. Okay? So that's just a sneak peek of how I've learned how to incorporate what I'm telling you. Because what I share, these are things that I've learned or things that I've dealt with or still on that journey that I'm making sure I share with you. That way you can have a breakthrough and create healthier habits and learn how to prioritize your health and well-being and being able to manage stress and make an informed decision so you are able to create the life that you want. So that's what it's all about. It's all about learning how to create the life that you want. Now you may be saying that sounds fine and dandy, but like, I don't know if I can do this. Well, guess what? I am here for that. I'm here for you. I am a coach, and this is what I do. I help people learn how to create the life that they want by helping them create those healthy habits, learn how to manage stress, and learn how to make an informed decision. I help co-create a plan for you so you can learn how to live that best life, healthier and happier, the life that you chose, that you are choosing. So the link is in the show notes, and I look forward to connecting with you. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.